to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 today, March 20th, the first day of spring. Do I need to say that again to everybody here in the studio, Bad Bob? First day of spring today, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's a little wet and rainy out there, Linda.
Absolutely. It's currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios, and we definitely have rain and some gusty winds. It looks like we're going to have 8 to 11 miles per hour of winds. That's not anything to get a hunker down your stuff on the outside like we talked about tonight. We have about a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 11 p.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a low of around 39. That's the weather today, and we'll be updating throughout the day. Weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Bob, of course, is on the phone with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. I love how we work so fast here this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading session, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 76 points at 14,531. The S&P 500 adding 9 points at 1557, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 19 points at 3248. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 102 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up a nickel at $12.75, General Electric up 15 cents at $23.47, Hewlett-Packard up 25 cents at $23.35, and Coca-Cola adding 34 cents at $39.67. Of local interest, PG&E up 15 cents at $43.74, Costco's up 61 cents at $102.68, and Tri-County's Bank down 22 cents at $16.92. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.95%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.25. Oil's up 85 cents a barrel at $93.01, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $4.28 an ounce at $1,608.51, while silver's down 4 cents an ounce at $28.83. This is Crystal Sondack at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR for our Market Minute, telling us the latest of what's happening. And those are the people you can go to ask about where to put your money. What about investments? Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or just stop by Park Marina Drive to the Wells Fargo advisors.
Hey, you know what? We're going to take a break, and we know that we have a caller on the line who is talking about an article that came up. Perfect. It's going to be right there along the lines with our guest today. Later on in the program, we'll have Tom Basenko, but let's do cover exactly what's happening in the headlines as Jerry Brown talks about realignment and the complaints from the people.
We'll be right back.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding 2 more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Redding. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Redding, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. This week, chemtrails, conspiracy to control the population, or a desperate attempt to save the world from climate change. A locally produced video is making the rounds. How could such a huge geoengineering project be concealed in plain sight? Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back, Carl and Linda Bott.
You know, it's Wednesday, Carl. I think you just need to get right to it. Let's smack
hump
it.
Day.
After you get through and dance a little bit and do your dips.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's great coffee. You can buy it by the cup or by the pound there, and they'll tell you just exactly how to cook it. Also, you can walk into the finest humidor in the state right next door. Veterans always get discounts. Joe and Shelley provide great services and great support to our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. You know what? It's all over the paper. It's good. You know, I'm glad we got Tom coming in because there's a couple of things Sheriff Tom Single coming in. One, it's some contracts that were given out to take care of the prison. But here's two big stories that are going on. We had a phone call from a listener while we were doing the first part of their show, and he talked about, hey, there's a big article in the Sacramento Bee about what's going on with realignment. Well, it's, you know, we've also got a couple articles right here in the paper, our local paper, Record Searchlight. Now, here's the thing, is that what was said is coming true. What was that we prophesized 18 months ago, then the big one here, and we're going to talk about the bills, and by the way, Jim Nielsen's going to be on next Monday, we're going to talk to him. They're starting to put lawsuits against counties. The lawyers are lining up with lawsuits against counties because the counties are overcrowded in their jails and they have subpar conditions. Well, when they did realignment, it was like, do you actually believe that turning hundreds of prisoners loose back in the counties, and in some cases thousands, wasn't going to have an impact on the penal system? And county jails are for what? What were they built for? To hold people for minimum times. Like, for, you know, I think you can go in there, it used to be like for a year. They're putting them in there for up to 20 years in some spots. 20 years in a county jail. Not only that, because they don't have the room, they're all under this catch and release policy. But now the lawyers are coming in and say, hey, you don't have enough ADA, you don't have enough this, you don't have enough that, and they're suing the counties, and what did you think was gonna happen? So instead of the state being sued for overcrowding and subpar conditions, they just handed it to the counties. Well, here's money to take care of the prisoners. They should have given us money to take care of the lawsuits because you just knew that was coming. So what are the Republicans trying to do about this? They've introduced 13 bills in the legislature to try and do something about this.
Well, if you go to SAC, I know for those of you who are listening, online and would like to go, you can go to, sacramentobee.com, and the picture that comes up on the front, well, first of all, headlines, Governor Jerry Brown takes notice of realignment complaints. It's a great article. Again, thanks, Dave, for calling us, but it shows a picture of a girl in a wheelchair on the front who was brought in by her mother at 21 years old. She was attacked by her boyfriend who had been released from jail due to overcrowding.
It's a cause of realignment.
You can't get any more clear than that.
Well, you know, and these 13 bills that they've offered to improve the supervision of people that have been released, increase penalties for sex offenders, also and also for the people that cut their bracelets off, increase penalties for felons with illegal weapons. Now, here's the whole thing, though. They've got these 13 bills. Unless the Democrats agree, the bills won't even get out of committee. That's where it is. The bills can't even get out of committee because the Democrats control it. And it's not like, 3-2. It's like, 8-2. So, the conditions that we've gotten ourselves into, and Governor Brown says, well, maybe I need to go back and look at this. Some people are saying, oh, there's no correlation. Of course, the Browns people are saying there's no correlation in the increased crime and realignment, letting people out. I mean, it hasn't been going on long enough, and we don't have enough information about it. Well, if other counties are like ours and you get a 68% jump in personal property crime, you might think, since realignment, you might draw a correlation between letting people out with no supervision in a rotating jail, because we don't have enough room, even if you're trying to shove them off into other areas. Even if the crime wave has been, stopped and it's on a decline, it is still 27% above what it was. And if it wasn't for realignment, what has changed? What has dramatically changed in that time frame? Only one thing, realignment. And how can you say that? There's not enough figures. We haven't studied this long enough. Well, frankly, Shasta County, which is doing a good job in parts of this, we still don't have our daycare center out there for the worst felons. That thing hasn't even opened up yet. It's been, what, 18 months now? Bad Bob, since this thing started, Linda? Yeah, I think it's been like 18 months since this has started. And we still don't have that center opened up. Why is that? Who's not doing their job? Sheriff seems to be doing his job. He's got the jail open. Chief of police seems to be out there. They're all catching people as fast as they can. Judges are, they're hammering the ones that show up. Of course, you have failures to appear that there's, hundreds of those. What was it? I think it was 764 failures to appear the last time I talked. So what's happening on this? What's happening? Well, I'll tell you what. The whole thing was done without thinking about the future, without projecting out what could happen. And this is where we are right now. So, okay. I've gotten that, I think.
Are you sure?
No. Let's go to the phones. Don. Don, good morning. You're on live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the things that really amazes me, they put these people in jail, whether it's a month, 3 months, 4 days. They take all the money they have, they put it in an account, and when they let them out at 10, 12 at night. They give them a check, they can't cash anywhere. They've got nowhere to go, so they go right back in. When is that lunacy going to stop?
Well, you know what? That's a good point. You let people out of jail, they usually don't have let them come back to their home county, or at least where they were arrested. And what if, they're not going to find a job? It's hard enough as it is. They're not going to have a place to live, and they're not going to have money. So, what are they going to do? Yeah, you're right. Things have to be done. There has to be something, but what's set up out there to take care of that? First of all, you've got to show up. And then, it's a cycle that needs to be broken someplace, but, it should be broken on the backs of law-abiding citizens. Or should we find a different way of handling this?
It's can. There's not a lot of money involved. They take it from them where they have $5 or $100. As I said, they give them a check they can't cash anywhere at 10 o'clock at night. And if they come in with $40, give them $40. And then an hour later, next morning, they get picked up. They're in again. They're out. They're in. They charge them a booking fee they can't collect. And it's just an endless cycle.
It is an endless cycle. Man, that's a good question to ask the sheriff. Okay, how do we end this cycle? We've got different people on that say things, but one of the things you got to do is you've got to provide some place for them to go to so you at least start training them. And I'm not sure we have that. Hey, Don, got to run. We got to take a break. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, hey, Linda and Carl Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. When we come back, we got a couple of things we're going to talk about.
Story when we come back.
Oh, you know what? I need to feel
good. You're never too old,
we'll
baby.
We'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Play cards for a good cause. Play in the Wings of Angels Texas Hold'em 50-50 Charity Poker Tournament on March 30th at 10 a.m. at Wind River Casino. $100 buy-in with a $50 rebuy. Half of all proceeds will go to the Wings of Angels charity who helps families of children with life-threatening illnesses. Save the date for Saturday, March 30th at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Megastar Financial and Wind River Casino. Buy your tickets at the River Club. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or online at WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Oh, my God. Cookie jar. Macadamia nut. Cookie.
Cookie.
Carl's over here dancing. On the next half hour, we have a special guest talking about a wonderful event.
I'm a dancing kind of guy.
And we're going to be giving some tickets away, so don't
go anywhere.
Home and
Garden Expo. Don't call yet.
I want to share a really good Phil story with you because I think in our world today with all the stuff going on, we need to hear things that inspire us. And this is a tribute and a shout out to a man who is named Morris Wilkinson. Here's what it says about him. He's a work ethic that is any company's dream. Morris Wilkinson, 91. He's always on time, never calls in sick, and is always sharply dressed and ready to go. One of his supervisors states he's always on time. He never calls in sick. His shirts and pants are always pressed, no wrinkles, and his shoes are shined just like when he was in the Marines.
Well, this tells you a whole lot about the guy right there.
I had to share that with you. His worth ethic may have started when he joined the Marines in the 40s. He's always had the same route in Birmingham, Alabama, and is well-known in the area. He doesn't waste any time and ensures that his mail route is always on schedule. He likes to say, I don't like to sit around and be idle. In fact, he would never even take an interview about a story until he clocked out. He was recently honored for his years of service. He's working on his 8th decade of service. It's kind of a devotion, to keep somebody young, he says. At the end of this article, he says, I feel much better when I get up at a regular time, I get dressed and go to work. I ain't normal if I don't, he says. I ain't normal if I don't. If I sat around at home and didn't do anything, I would just gain weight and be miserable. Well, 91 years old, still working, shows up on time. That's a testament of somebody who's completely devoted to being of great service.
Of somebody that is, that gained his early stability and love of discipline in the Marine Corps. There you go.
You didn't know that about that.
No, that's just the way it is. And then he gets a job and he performs just like he would as a Marine. He shines his shoes. He makes sure his uniform looks great. He does his job. He doesn't pussyfoot around. And he goes out there and does his job and he finishes. And he said, we'd like to interview. Fine. Clicks off the clock. Now, this guy is the kind of guy that he's going to be out there and one day, one of the people on the route 10 or 15 years from now is going to go, you know what? We didn't get our mail. And there he is standing and he's going to be laying there out there with the letters in his hand, reaching for the mailbox. And he will be the last letter carrier that the United States Postal Service has since they're going to be out of business probably another 10 years. Anyway, shout out for him. You know, I want to remember somebody here that we were talking about the other day. I'm not going to use names, but somebody that we know and knew well. They just passed away. And it was one of those things where we read something like this and it's really happy. Like, here's a guy 91 years old and he's going for it. And he's going to stay active and he's going to keep going, just like your dad and mom. But we have another friend that,
he was very active.
Very active.
Loving, great smile, handsome. So involved, so engaged in the community, engaged in people. Yesterday morning on Facebook, and I got a phone call. He just all of a sudden, you just get,
he died. But it started with...
Shocking. News yesterday.
He injured himself, and then just a small injury, and it got worse.
Then he got better.
And then he got better, and then he died. And it's, you know, the thing is that it's, he's not that old. I mean, he's not old. So it's the kind of thing is that, my friends, if you out there is that you're sitting there thinking, I guess, should I go on that trip? Should I just take that trip over there? Should I just do this? You know, Linda and I have, you know, we have tried to live our lives like, okay, we're going to go out there and, you know, when we're 106 and rocking on that chair, is that we're not going to look back at too many things and say, gee, I wish I'd done that. So, and I really believe that, that's one of the things.
Still want to take a motorhome trip across the nation.
You still want to do things. So you still want to do them, but when you think about friends that are young, and then they're not with us anymore.
We thought we'd take Free Fire Radio or Free Fire on the road and go across the nation and just interview people on, how they stand.
Work for Charles Carroll.
Yeah. We'll do outside, we're going to do outside the wire clear across the country.
Oh, my.
We'll just have people lined up. There we go. Anyway.
Remember the guy in 2012 with his motorhome with the radio station in it and all that?
Oh,
yeah. There you go.
Well, we need to know about him. Take some notes.
Yeah, do that one. Anyway, thoughts and prayers go out to the family there.
Oh, and we just, it was really something that, when that happens, it shakes your world.
Yeah,
it shakes your world. It's devastating. Okay. It's hard to believe they're not right there.
Hey, when we come back, we're talking Home and Garden Show and we got tickets. We'll be back here in just a minute.
From the Fox Business Network, markets are moving higher in early trading ahead of the latest news from the Federal Reserve. The central bank will be wrapping up its two-day monetary policy meeting today with Chairman Ben Bernanke discussing their decision and the state of the economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 75 points. Meanwhile, Carnival is canceling 12 additional sailings scheduled aboard its Triumph and Sunshine cruise ships while the company upgrades the vessel's power and fire suppression systems. This after multiple ships experienced problems, namely an engine fire aboard the Triumph that left passengers stranded off the Gulf of Mexico last month. The cruise line is implementing a fleet-wide review of its 24 ships, but is still determining whether more upgrades are needed. And a collection of some of Princess Diana's most memorable evening gowns fetched $1.2 million at an auction in London today. Included in the lot was a dress she had worn at a 1985 gala hosted by President Reagan, where she danced with John Travolta. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Experts say many of our bridges and roads are in poor condition, and nearly half of us have no access to mass transit.
As spring arrives, it's time to start
America's
planning
infrastructure
inside,
sure
outside
need.
Home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at readinghomeexpo.com.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning, my friends. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veteran discounts, over 4,000 happy customers. And then you add on to that, locally owned, family operated. These are all good reasons to go to Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793 Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, we're really, I gotta tell
we're rolling.
I'm a glutton, but I have a workout session today.
And so you're just eating macadamia cookies.
I am having
cookies.
A making, one.
One.
Well, the size of this one is like, but you
like
know.
Like eating a small puppy. A Newfoundland puppy.
You know
puppy.
What? That's disgusting. Anyway, yeah, I suppose you could have a small puppy cookie.
Well, this is, yeah, that's a large puppy
this
cookie.
This is like a, I bet you anything Snooki, as we get going
in our- killer in, couldn't even carry that.
It's like carrying around a small computer.
And where do we get these from?
We get from them from the cookie jar.
And Jeff Eckelberg, our burger. Right?
Let's turn on the microphone. That might help there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know what? He didn't come in just to bring us cookies, though. He can come in any day and bring us cookies. And, you know, then just come on and talk. We'll just walk outside, take the show for 30 minutes.
Yes. You have a new idea. Before we get going about this huge event that you put on every year, and it is a first-class event for the North State. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your business. You've had an expansion.
We did.
Tell people about who you are.
Well, the cookies have stayed the same, so Cookie Jar Cookies. But our new location is right next door to Rayleigh's. It's called Cookies and Yogurt. We've added self-serve yogurt.
Self-serve yogurt.
Yeah.
I've been in there. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Five machines, 10 different flavors. Yeah. Mm. The nice thing is you can put your cookie jar cookies on your yogurt. So makes it
You have all the toppings. Yeah. You have, I mean, it's a full experience.
Right. And we do specialize in like our fresh fruit. We always have fresh fruit available because yogurt is very healthy when you put the fresh fruit on it.
Well, we had a girlfriend.
And then the sugar cookie on top of that.
Exactly.
It's a great place to go, too, if you're always thinking about, what can I bring? It's somebody's birthday. I want to do something different. And so, I went into, of course, the cookie jar and picked out a dozen assorted cookies and bought. You have a beautiful giftware.
Yep. A lot of cookie jars, platters.
And platters. So I bought a platter from the cookie jar. Nice. And then you have your people there who do a wonderful arrangement and put wrapping around it, and it's a nice presentation.
Yeah, you can have it all nicely wrapped and with a bow.
Beautifully done.
Yes.
And where'd you get that kind of flair?
That is Shirley. That is my mom. She does all that. She does the hand tied bows. She picks out all the wrap.
Oh man,
so, yeah, she's good.
So
she is good.
Yeah.
So are the cookies and all the, because they really are quite exquisite. They're they're the best thing going. In town, you know, if you're going to get a cookie, you're thinking about cookies. Mm-hmm. Where did you get your recipes from?
They come from different places, but most of them are my grandmother's. I grew up with a lot of these cookies. So it is nice that
the fact you don't weigh 400 pounds.
I know.
I mean, you're really healthy too. Fit.
It's that yogurt
and sucking
that yogurt down. Okay,
yeah, I'm hungry. I think I'll have some yogurt. Well, seriously, when you really are in a serious workout regime and you got to have that dessert, they recommend just do a little yogurt.
Yeah, it's pretty healthy. The genuine Italian tart, we have the best in town. It is high quality.
Italian.
A genuine Italian tart. Yeah, it's more like a pure yogurt. It's really good with fresh fruit.
That's supposed to be helping your insides and
something you bring to a dinner party. You know, you're looking like, what do I bring? We'll bring some of that. Throw it in because we do a lot of entertaining and we attend a lot of people's, houses, barbecues. Mm-hmm. And we love that. We just love being with our friends and those kinds of events. So you're always thinking, well, what can I bring? That's a perfect idea.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm just chewing here. Hey, we're going to take an early break because we come back. We want to talk about the Home and Garden Show. You've got new things going there.
Yes.
And that are huge. And we have tickets to give away. So put your little phones in your laps and get ready to rock.
And circle your calendars March 22nd, 23rd, 24th because we've got tickets we're giving away for the Spring Home and Garden Expo. We're going to talk all about it when we get back right here on KCNR 1460.
She could hear the highway breathing. She could see a nearby factory. She's making sure she is not dreaming.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Vistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at vistarbank.com. Vistar Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Alan Carl's just telling a story, bending over, laughing as hard as he can. I love it.
Did you get that story in there, Bob?
I was very careful.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good. It's 7:42 in the morning, currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It is raining, and we are here with our great friend, owner of the Cookie Jar. I just can't even. I've got a sugar high.
Jeff Elkebarger.
Yes. Love it.
And we're going to be talking Home and Garden, Spring Home and Garden mm-hmm. Expo. It's going to be this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's correct.
A lot of things going on, but you know what? The things that I know of going on are like during, you know, like during the evening and stuff. So you've got 3 days.
Correct.
To go to this, and it's going to be nice weather.
Yep. The weather's going to be
great. Weather's going to be great. Sunday. And, tell us, okay, Jeff, tell us what it's going to be this year.
Well, the Home and Garden Show is really designed to get, when you come down, that you can meet tons of experts in the fields of anything for your home. So it's a great way to meet a lot of people in one setting. So drive down, you can talk to 100. We have 150 different merchants that
wow.
are in. Yeah, the majority of them are from the North State. They live, they work, everything right here in the North State.
You've got a big, a couple highlights that you have this weekend, and we're going to be giving tickets away in a minute, is, you've got something that's going on with, excavating.
Yeah, Axner Excavating, they take a huge section in the back of the third building. They do a complete landscape design, showing everything that you can do with their product, from the dirt, from the bricks, from the fountains.
Is this inside the building?
It's inside the building. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I just picked up on that for the first time. Yeah. So they're doing everything inside the building.
It's all inside. Oh. Yeah, they started yesterday. And, Cindy there and her
dumping
crew.
Dumping the dirt.
Yeah.
What are they going to have in there? Some of the things they're going to have.
I know that this year, I saw the plan a little bit mm-hmm. when she started setting it up. But they do like a nice, grass area, and then they have some, like a dirt path that goes through, and they have a fountain they're putting in this year.
Oh, okay.
And usually they always have like a pond, they can teach you how to do this. They have all the product and kind of steer you in the right direction.
So everything from, pool, spa, grass, planting inside your home, do you have, like, if you're going to remodel, how, you know, like the newest of what to do with the plumbing and that kind of thing?
Yep.
Kitchens.
We have general contractors. We have handyman services, you name it. Even this year we have a company that does recycling. So, like, recycled products. So, if you're looking for that old door or whatever, they're kind of recycling. It's kind of a new thing.
That's cool. Well,
I tell you what. Right now, we're going to give away two tickets to the Home and Garden Show. You can use it. You can use them Friday from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., or Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Two tickets to the Home and Garden Show. That's going to be this weekend.
March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
You can use any day. First caller at 530-605-4567.
At the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Okay. We want you guys to go and support local.
We've got several sets of tickets. So call and you might be surprised. 605-4567. Jeff, when we start talking about the different things here, I know we've seen, spas and everything, and there's always some sales going on too. Is that right?
Yeah, a lot of people have show discounts there at the home show. So when you come down, they're going to give you a special deal when you're there. So that's kind of the other reason to, come down and support those local merchants.
Hey, we have a couple sets. So Bob,
he's taking them all.
Yeah, Bob's just go ahead and take them and we'll give a couple sets away.
And if it's busy, you know what? Call again, because I think I might give away three sets of two.
Well, because one.
Well, okay. Oh, okay.
We got to go in. Okay. Are you kidding me? We're going this weekend. Yeah.
Well, okay, we may have given away a lot of
this. Just curious, before we have to take a break here, I'm really curious, how did, this has become your baby.
Yep.
That's a good question.
And you've done the cookie jar, now yogurt. How did you get involved with the Home and Garden Show, and why this?
When I was young, way back then, I worked for Mike Popovics. He started Popovics Productions. He had the Carpet and Drapery Store, and I used to do his bookkeeping work. So this was just something that was very interesting to me. And I like to go out and we get to see all the local businesses here that actually work in Shasta County. I mean, we have a lot of interesting, businesses here. So that's how it started. I've been doing it since 86.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time. The home shows really allow us to, really donate through the cookie jar. So a lot of the stuff that we do through the cookie jar, it has to do with the shows.
Okay.
So a lot of that money goes out over there.
Carl's over there doing are you trying to land a 747 or what?
I'm sorry, but we've given out two sets of tickets. That's all we're giving today. We're going to give some tomorrow.
Okay.
Sorry, we've given out two sets of tickets today. We're going to give out some more tomorrow. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you for callers, and we'll give some more away.
Yes, thank you.
But anyway, I like how you have on your ticket, support your local community and local businesses.
Yeah.
So since 1986, you've probably seen people that have come, that have gone. You've gone through the building crisis, that people losing their businesses, and now it's coming back.
Yes, we see that. That's one of the exciting things, is that we can kind of see the trends before they happen. We do see that building is starting to come back. So it's really nice.
And people are remodeling. They're deciding, you know what?
We're going to keep that home.
I might not take that trip to Europe because I'm deciding I'm going to build a spa and redo my bathroom.
Right.
Because I really want to feel good in my house.
Yeah.
So, I like that.
Hey, for Kathy and Jamie, we have your tickets right down here at 1326 Market Street at KCNR Radio. Just come on down and pick them up sometime this week. So you can head on, because you're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
We're going. And I'm looking forward to it. Because I always see neat things. I am a gadget kind of guy. I mean, I really am. And Linda just has to, she comes in and she has this little stick that she puts in her purse, which is 12 meters by 12 meters. Her purse is. And as I'm going by, I see something, I'm looking at it, and I'm going, I need this. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I feel this little stick on me. Boom, 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 boom.
No,
and
I don't.
She pushes me away from it. And it's like the shower heads.
Yeah.
Oh, how fun. If you want one, you get one.
Saves water, and it hits you with the force of a tank.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we have one of those?
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, let's get one of those.
I expect that to be there.
Listen, I always think
I'll try to make that happen for you.
A woman can never have too many shoes, too many diamonds. And in your case, a man can have too many guns. Should I say that on the air?
Yeah.
But I feel like, again, you know, if you go and you should enjoy and see things, and life is short. We just had a friend that passed away yesterday suddenly. So it's like, enjoy your life. Yeah. Enjoy your life. The little things that matter that are going to give you a lot of pleasure. And you're going to see those.
And you can find these at the Home and Garden Show.
At the Home and Garden Show.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And we're going to talk about some of the other things that are there that that Jeff has. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I like Expo. I think that's a good thing.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Welcome back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR, 1460 AM Community Talk Radio for the North State. You know, we're going to give away tickets tomorrow. Why am I saying Mike? Because I say Jeff the other side. Jeff is going to bring us back extra tickets so we can give some, more away tomorrow, the next day, probably give away some on Linda's show too. So just continue to listen. Don't worry. We're going to handle, well, not all of them because I know there's hundreds, but hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Your neighbor's giving you great deals if you're looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV. Redding Crown Motors is the place to go. Down at 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. They will give you a great deal on the vehicle that you're looking for. And then their service department is second to none. Redding Crown Motors, right here in Redding.
Well, you know, we like to cover what's going on in the community. Very much so, and support your local community and local businesses, and that's exactly what's going to be happening this weekend with the Spring Home and Garden Expo. Jeff, let's talk about, you talked about a grill off, or what's happening there?
On Saturday, we have what we call the Griller's Cup. It is kind of a new thing that started for us. This is our third year. The prize money is up to $1,000.
Oh, wow.
So we have 10 entries. And what they do is they do two different meats. They're going to do, I think, tri-tip and ribs, and they, of course, grill them. They get judged, and then, of course, they get prizes. But what Seroptimus, Anderson Cotton with Seroptimus, they sell tickets so you can actually sample the food. So, and all the money goes to Anderson Cotton with Seroptimus. So.
Yeah, we're big into Seroptimus here. Yeah.
At 1 o'clock on Saturday, you can actually sample.
So, who are your judges for that?
Yeah. I don't really have that, but we'll have to talk to Dave.
Okay, so that's your, so you buy tickets and then you get to taste the grill off. But then you're bringing in, are these the pros?
These are kind of like the pros. Those are going to be on Saturday. And then on Sunday we have, it's called our Beginner's Griller Cup. It's more of a prestige thing, like, so that one is going to be, just tri-tip. Anyone who wants to participate, they can come down and participate. They get a little plaque and then they get judged.
Do they have to schlep all their gear?
They will have to bring a barbecue.
Okay, so they bring their stuff.
Is it all charcoal, or can they use gas, or can they use anything they want?
That is going to be up to, I actually don't know that question.
the reason I ask is because there's some people that, you know, like on the,
I know the Griller's Cup, they can't use gas.
Okay, so that has to be barbecue. You know, I know that in the Dutch ovens, you know, it's all charcoal, but some of them use a kind of like mesquite stuff that gives it a little bit of a flavor. Now, what makes people do tri-tip all the time? You ever thought of that?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we do tri-tip. I mean, it's easy to cook. I mean,
we don't do tri-tip very often.
No, but I mean, but when we've done, like, a lot of people, we've used tri-tip. Yeah. We do tri-tip.
Okay.
Anyway. Well. Okay. So we've got the, excavating, and I mean, we've got one building filled with great stuff.
Yes.
We've got, pools, spas,
gardening,
home, decorating, is there going to be other, like,
North Valley Lighting, Bank.
Wow. You said 150 vendors. That's a lot.
Anything that you need to do for your home and property at one spot right here.
Yep. The couple things I would like to mention is Orchard Supply Hardware is for the first 1,000 people each day, we'll get a free plant. So what we do is we take little six packs, we cut them up, so you get a little plant.
What time is Sunday to open? Yeah.
So 1,000 people, the first 1,000 people each day.
Each day?
Each day.
So, and that just means, honey, you've just got another plant to kill.
That's true.
It'll be dead by the time we leave.
No, I think that's really wonderful. Thank you, Orchard Supply. I mean, that's where we go buy plants, by the way.
Yeah, you know, they've been in Shasta County forever.
Good people.
Yes.
Good people.
And we love the fact that and just a little plug for Orchard Supply, that if you take the receipt and your plants die, you can go back in a year.
Yep.
And take your receipt, and I love that exchange program. I've never used it, but there you go.
Then, the other one is Carol's Lock and Key. She has, what we did last year was we give out little key coupons, and you can take your house key at the show, go down, and she'll make a house key for you.
Well, that's who we use right here.
Yeah,
so and you know what I like about them? You've got a key that says this key should not be duplicated. I've got to write a note. I have to write a note, or they'll just get out of here.
Yeah. Yep. You know, and they've been around Shasta County forever.
We need to have them on the air.
Yeah.
We do.
Because that's a Shasta County business that is, you know, everybody has a lock. It's just like everybody has a gas can. Everybody's got a toilet.
Yeah.
That we have plumbers. Those are the interesting things that you just take for granted. What happens when you get locked out?
Well, I was going to say, you need a good person a good locksmith, because if you don't, you get locked out.
Okay, we got like a minute and a half.
One time I got stuck in the doggy door. I did. I didn't have a cell phone, and I yelled for the neighbor. So I'm not kidding. I had to crawl up the back. Do you guys want to hear the story? It's a visual. Trust me. We talked about it forever. I forgot about it to just now. Thanks, Jeff.
Why don't we let Jeff finish here?
Okay. So we have buy one, get one coupons. It was on Sunday's paper, but you can also pick them up at Wells Fargo Bank on Cypress, Axner Excavating and Cookies and Yogurt.
All right. Mm. Okay. Okay, we got like 30 seconds.
Go into Cookies and Yogurt, really, right next to Rayleigh's. It's great. Okay.
Jeff's going to bring in some more tickets for us. Yep. We're going to be giving away more tickets this week. You know what? It's going to be a great time, right, as usual.
We'll
Jeff, thank
you
so much.
We'll see you there on Sunday. We're heading
in.
Out there.
Well, thank you.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back, guys. Jeff Tom Basinko coming back as soon as we get back from this break.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama says his Middle East trip is an opportunity
to restate America's unwavering commitment to Israel's security.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz traveling with the president live in Jerusalem.
A moment ago, President Obama paid tribute to fellow President Shimon Peres by planting a magnolia tree at the Israeli president's home residence, a descendant of one of the trees from the White House grounds.
It's an incredible honor to be able to offer this tree to this beautiful garden with so much history, with somebody who's such a champion on behalf of the Israeli people and champion on behalf of peace.
The White House hopes such images replace memories of the tensions with Israel in the first term. But it's not all planting trees and visiting historical sites. The president hoping to forge understandings on dealing with Iran, Syria, and the stalled peace process. Dave?
Mike, the U.S. ambassador to Syria has just told a House hearing,
we have no evidence to substantiate the reports that chemical weapons were used yesterday.
But Robert Ford adds,
we are looking very carefully at these reports.
The Senate keeps debating the plan to keep the government funded through September. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
The plan is to approve a continuing resolution first, then move on to the budget bill. But
why can't we debate the budget? Because they won't let us.
Democratic leader Harry Reid says some Republicans are holding up final action on the short-term funding bill because they are upset that their amendments to the continuing resolution are not being considered.
One would think that this is an amendment that is least worthy of a vote.
But no, Kansas Republican Jerry Moran's amendment to shift FAA money to stop the sequestration-ordered closures of some airport control towers is not getting a vote, Dave.
Rich, the head of Colorado's Corrections Department, Tom Clements, was murdered last night, shot when he answered his front door. Police don't even have a suspect description yet.
Our thoughts and prayers are with his wife, Lisa, and their two daughters.
Democratic Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is about to sign new gun control into law in Colorado, including more background checks. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The day after his inaugural Mass, Pope Francis today met with religious representatives from a dozen faiths and traditions. He's promised to continue what he says is the Catholic Church's fraternal dialogue with Jews and to work with Muslims for the common good. Cyprus still trying to figure out how to secure an international bailout.
Protesters celebrating outside the Cypriot parliament after lawmakers voted down a proposal to take at least 6% out of every bank account in the country. The demand came from the European Union and the IMF, who are offering to bail out Cyprus's troubled banks, but only on their terms.
The problem in front of us is quite big.
Cypriot lawmakers like Yanis Tomar are now looking for alternatives, but any plan B would still need EU approval. Banks in Cyprus are closed while talks take place. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
A week after a woman was carjacked at an upstate New York shopping mall, then murdered and her 10-year-old daughter raped, the U.S. chief probation officer in New York says the suspect was supposed to be under court-ordered electronic monitoring. But David Renz did something no one else has. He managed to break the bracelet he was wearing, take it off his leg, and then reassemble it quickly so they didn't know he was free. Renz was awaiting trial on child pornography charges. He's now in isolation in jail after being beaten by another prisoner. It's springtime. Winter went bye-bye 4 hours ago.
Not feeling like it, though. If you live anywhere across the Midwest, the Great Lakes, or even into the Northeast, temperatures below average, up to 25 degrees below average in some spots.
That's Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. Parts of Maine could get a foot of snow. On Wall Street, we're seeing the Dow up 73 points, shaking off those concerns about the international bailout that's going on in Cyprus. And the price of oil today is up. It is closer to $93 a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 in the morning. It is March the 20th, the first day of spring, which is why we have our guest today, Sheriff Tom Basinko, because he is kind of like a spring up kind of guy.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And of course, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, good morning.
Morning, sir.
And I tell you what, let's just kick this off right away with our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisors, Chris Lasondak.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 73 points at 14,529. The S&P 500 adding 9 points at 1557, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 18 points at 3247. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 168 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $3.13 at $4.51.38, Microsoft up 6 cents at $28.23, while Intel's up 12 cents at $21.25. Of local interest, Safeway up 66 cents at $25.55, Home Depot up 34 cents at $69.13, and Harley-Davidson up $1.04 at $53.83. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.94%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.25. Oil's up 41 cents a barrel at $92.57, and precious metals are lower with gold down $5.88 an ounce at $1,607.10, while silver's off a dime at $28.77 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with our Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. If you want to head on down to Park Marina Drive, say hello to them, and find out the latest on what's happening on Wall Street and where you should probably make your investments, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay.
Our temperature right now is 50 degrees in the downtown studios. It is cloudy outside. Locations nearby are reporting rain. Our forecast today is a high of 63 with rain, and tonight 39 and partly cloudy. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Check out their website or call 474-5546. Thursday night is always pizza night. Check it out. As the weather changes, you're going to want to be out on the deck and enjoy their wonderful food. 474-5546, reservations at Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Sheriff Tom Basinko is here with us. Sheriff Tom?
Good morning.
Is it, is it harder when it's raining out there?
It is. Right now, I heard them working a traffic accident on I-5 near Knighton Road with multiple cars involved. Fortunately, it's non-injury. But be safe out there. It's slick, it's raining, and limited visibility.
So when it hasn't rained for a while like it has here, the roads get really slick, especially the freeways.
Yeah, they get some oil built up on the road, and then when the rains come, that oil comes to the surface and makes it a lot slicker. Of course, you could have snow in the mountains, and so you just have to slow down a little bit and be careful.
Okay, all right. Hey, we'll be back in a minute. We got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of bills being introduced in Sacramento that that could affect us up here with realignment. We've got a new contract at the jail to take care of our prisoners, and there's a lot of other things going on. We're going to get you right after these messages. Carl and the Bot, miss a day, miss a lot.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers that pay their bills on time. Now that summer's back for a while, we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws. And we have urea fluid for all the diesel pickups and big rigs. Knowing that winter will be back soon, please check your kerosene tanks and be sure you're on the top side. You don't want to run out of fuel on Sunday. If you're one of those people who have a propane bottle rolling around the back of your vehicle, ask Gary about a propane foot. We have them on sale. If you see construction going on in the Redding or Corning plants, don't be afraid. Come on in and we'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. The only place you need to think about for all your heating and petroleum needs. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target that you want.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. What can I say about Estate Granite except they do just great work? They did our kitchen. They did the countertops. They did the walls. They did the whole thing, and I can't say enough about them.
They replaced our sink. And we didn't know. It had only been about 4 or 5 years, but we had dry rot under our sink.
Because people had been in there, done it, had not done their work correctly. And that is so important about getting a company that does the right thing, and that's Mike Huber of Estate Granite. He does the right thing.
Absolutely. We'd recommend them because, like we said, we just gave them the key. We left, came back, it was done. And I felt like, wow, it's like going to a really good dentist. Got in there, did the work, and you know what? No more decay.
That's right. And give them a call at 530-241-7866. Estate Granite. Okay. Sheriff Tom.
Good morning.
We've got people lined up already on the phone, so let's start on a couple of things here. What's the latest?
Well, we've had a series of town hall meetings. We had one up in Lakehead a few weeks ago. Had one in Whitmore just last week, and we got one coming up on Monday at the First Methodist Church on East and South Streets regarding realignment. Chief Paletti will be there, myself, Wes Foreman, the chief probation officer, and we'll be talking about realignment, its impacts on the community, crime, what's going on in the jail, with how realignment is impacting that as well.
Okay. Now, I think the caller that we have on the line is wants to talk about the realignment. So
okay.
Let's go to the phones. David, you're live on KCNR. Do you have a question for the sheriff?
I have a comment for the sheriff. I would like to thank the sheriff and other law enforcement agencies for the good news that Jackson County homicide rate is low in California.
Hey, David, you're muffled. You're muffled. There's hello.
Okay, let me try again.
You're on the speakerphone, David. Try to get on the handset.
No, I'm on a lousy cell phone. I would like to thank the sheriff for the low homicide rate in Shasta County. There's 58 counties in California, and Shasta ranks 13. So Shasta ranks, you know, among the low homicide counties like Orange County and San Diego County.
Okay, what I'm getting, David, is that you want to thank the sheriff because of the low homicide rates. You're just barely coming through here.
Have him call back.
And call us back and try another line. But I think he wants to say is thank you for the low homicide rates.
David, you're very welcome. We're very fortunate to live up here in the North State, and crime as a whole is a lot less than it is in many other places in California, especially in the metropolitan areas like Oakland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Orange County, those places. But you're exactly right. We live in a great area, and we have to stay on top of it.
Well, you know, but, you know, and the homicide rate did come up, but when you start at one, and we had a couple ones that are just kind of like, they're just, you know, like the guy that comes down and stabs his uncle and,
right.
and aunt. I mean, you don't, those kind of things. And then the one down in, that horrible one down in Red Bluff, but that's,
yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah, that's in Tama County there. Yeah, it was very horrible. But we had one up in, Mountain Gate, last year or so where it was a double homicide.
No, that's true. Okay, is David back?
Yes.
Okay, David. All right. We can hear you now.
Okay. I would like to thank the sheriff and the other law enforcement agencies for Shasta County's good numbers on, homicide. Our homicide rate is about one-fifth what it is in Alameda County. And I think the main reason for our low homicide rate is that we're able to keep the gangs out of Shasta County, and that's the reason why.
You're partially right, but don't be under the misbelief that there are no gang members here in Shasta County. We work closely with all the law enforcement agencies, and we have a group called the Shasta Anti-Gang Enforcement, and there are over 300 certified documented gang members in Shasta County, and there are outlaw motorcycle gang groups, Hell's Angels and others here in Shasta County, and that's why we go out and do enforcement, check up on them and see what they're doing. But it is a concern here in Shasta County, and we're keeping them from getting a foothold here. But thank you for calling in, David.
Yeah, thanks a lot, David. Have you heard about the newest gang, Tom?
Well, it depends which one.
The motorcycle gang. It's,
okay.
We're not that tough, you know.
That's the name of their gang.
We're not that tough. Rick Hill and I started it. And, we have our colors. They're mauve.
Mauve.
So, anyway, I don't know if we're
you'll
real
be the
threat.
Gang that gets picked on.
yeah, we're the ones that they kick sand in our face. Yeah,
gang that couldn't ride straight.
Yeah, that was it. That's us. You'll notice it because it's the Rusted Busted gang. There was somebody that's a Rusted Busted motorcycle gang there.
Yeah.
You know, we want to take a quick break and we come back a little bit early, but I want to come back and I want to talk about realignment. We've got 13 bills introduced by the Republicans or trying to be introduced, trying to put some teeth back in this. And the other one, the bigger problem that I see is the lawyers are starting to circle the jails.
Oh yeah.
And so when we come back and we've got other people calling too, when we come back, I want to talk about that. That could have a huge impact on us. We'll be right back. Sheriff Tom Basenko of Shasta County is our guest, Carl and Linda Bott.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more information.
We wear pink leather.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I hop with the hop. You get the dispensation and we live in the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah!
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. Family jumping and the jump began to swing. You should have heard the knocked out jailbird sing.
Let's rock. Okay, welcome back. You know what, Sheriff Tom?
We're looking
if
at
you. If you wouldn't have all those damn parties down there, so many people wouldn't be trying to get into the jail.
Good thing we don't have your cameras live streaming video going. Carl's in here dancing to tunes here.
Carl's been dancing all morning.
Hello. Good
it's
morning.
His rehab from Dancing with the Stars.
I guess it is. 8:22 in the morning. Hey, we got a call from a person who had these tickets. I want to make sure that you anybody who has wanted to go has an opportunity.
This is media
now.
Night. This is not the Home and Garden
Media
Expo.
Night, Paradise Lost and Found, Riverfront Playhouse tonight. Tonight, I've got two tickets for the performance of Paradise Lost and Found. It's a wonderful production. That's 7:30. If you want to go out and enjoy theater tonight, I've got two free tickets.
It's a comedy.
And give us a call, 605-4567, and you can go out tonight and really enjoy supporting local theater.
Yeah, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They, you know, an installation, repairs, emergency calls, or routine maintenance. It's the people down at Alliance Heating and Air. Great work they do. Homecomfort.org is their website, or give them a call at 530-221-2642. That's 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, Sheriff Tom Basinko. Okay, you were just down, you said, at the, at a sheriff's conference.
Well, a meeting down in Sacramento regarding SB Senate Bill 1022, which is a funding opportunity for jails and rehabilitation centers. And that's one that we'll be putting in for a medium security facility down off of Breslauer Lane. So it was more of an informational gathering and see what's going to be on the application that we have to submit sometime probably in September of this year, looking at their timeline.
And then, remember, that's a medium security facility that would have, a number of beds in it, and then a lot of programming and services space. And that's the emphasis of this particular bill. And that means basically classes and programs for inmates like, you know, drug and alcohol rehab and stuff.
Okay. That was, you know, somebody called earlier and said, you know what? We've got people, and we've said this, I don't know how many times either. They come out of jail. They're felons, they're tattooed in many cases. Mm-hmm. Not that there's anything wrong with tattoos, but they're prison tattoos. They don't have any money. They don't have a support system. They come in, they're put into one of the hotels around here, which is in some cases is just a way to pick up more drugs. And we wonder why they go back into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is we need a place that we can kind of break that cycle where they can go into and have drug and alcohol counseling, anger counseling, and all this other stuff. Even psychological help. Now, is that facility going to do that? Or is there something else out there that we can push, that we can have these people that are just released go into?
Well, there is, the day reporting center that Shasta County Probation will be opening up towards the end of the month. And that is, a reporting center and assessment center, and there will be services there. They get some of these services at other locations from the providers, who they're contracting with. And in this facility, if it's approved and built, then it'll have programming space, both for classes such as GED, because many of them don't have a diploma. Right. Of course, drug and alcohol rehab and classes, anger management, how to prepare for a job interview.
Now, all this is in that day center, right?
Some of that's going to be in the day reporting center, and then in the new facility when it's built, they'll have those similar services there.
But they have to be incarcerated in that one.
It can be both because we're going to have some available for the ones that are incarcerated there, but then we still run a work release program, and those people report to areas and then go home in the afternoon, and they can also take advantage of those services there as well. And work release is considered minimum security.
Okay. All right. We've got we have a caller. Good morning, Charles. You have a question for the sheriff.
The way this facility was characterized at the Board of Supervisors meeting back in February the 5th is altogether different from how it's being characterized right now.
What do you mean, though?
At the February 5th meeting, what was being said was, well, medium security, that's too expensive. It has to be minimum. And when asked what was meant by minimum, you know, the phrase came out of your mouth, walk away at any time. And that, you know, that kind of a condition in a facility that would be in very close proximity to an elementary school, apartment complexes, single family homes, residential motels.
Charles, do you have a question?
Park.
Is this a minimum security or a medium security? Is that it, Charles?
Comment / question.
Okay.
I'll address that for you, Charles.
Let the sheriff. Is it a minimum?
Nothing has changed since the presentation on February 5th before the Board of Supervisors, and at that presentation, the facility was billed just as I had just spoken previously as a programming space and services with a number of beds, bunks available in the facility in dormitory style housing that's generally considered medium security. And then for the work release inmates that come and go to different work assignments, they can also take advantage of some of the classes and programs that would be offered there.
But you have, it's really two,
it's kind of two in
people
one.
People, they're going to stay there though, but they don't leave at night.
That's correct.
They're being watched. And then the minimum security guys that check in the morning. So they're going to be coming in.
He's a little bit in error or misunderstood what was presentation, but it's a combination.
Okay.
And, a number of counties will be applying for these within, the small counties, which are less than 200,000 in population. That means that Shasta County, there is an availability of $100 million total, and then a county can put in for one project with a $20 million cap on it. So the projects are limited to $20 million for small counties.
Okay.
So it spreads out the money a little bit.
Okay.
But good.
But, you know, if, you know, so it's a combination. There will be people spending the night there. I mean, that they're in medium security, which is.
They're incarcerated.
They're incarcerated. It doesn't mean they're in the jails where they're on, you know, like that. It's a different kind, but they do not leave.
That's correct.
They can't leave. And then you have the minimum security that the work release that will drive in.
Come and go.
And come and go.
And they do that today.
And so the work release people. Place there. How many spots is that? How many beds is this?
We haven't decided that. We have to look at the cost, but it'd be less than 100. And the emphasis is not specific to beds. It's more on the programming and services and then this bill. In fact, there will probably be some counties that put in for no beds and just have programs and services. But this one's going to have, obviously, we need the beds here in Shasta County. We have a number of inmates out of county and other ones that we have contracts with, and that's very costly with what we have to pay. Well, by June 30th, we'll probably have spent about $600,000 just on out-of-county bed inmate housing.
Okay. We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the new bills that are being introduced. I want to talk about, again, the lawsuits that are starting.
The
lawyers are circling the jails. And, I mean, what were people thinking of it? This wasn't going to happen? All right. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama just wrapping up a meeting with Israeli President Shimon Peres in Jerusalem.
I'm very grateful for your hospitality, and I look forward to our continued work in the future.
President Peres says he appreciates our president's stance on Iran's nuclear program.
You have made it clear that your intention is not to contain, but to prevent.
President Obama is now arriving at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house for a meeting with him. This trip also includes stops in the West Bank and Jordan next. Transparency from an athletic clothing company.
Lululemon is recalling a batch of black yoga pants, pulling the product because they're too sheer. See-through sheer. The company has posted an explanation at its website saying it's investigating how a batch of too skimpy pants was allowed to reach stores in early March.
That's Fox News Radio's Bill Vitka. More on those pants at foxnewsradio.com. Fox News. We report. You decide.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Sroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Honey, did you hear something? Honey?
She can't hear me.
Who are you?
I'm the voice of all the money you've been losing by wasting water. Leaking toilet flappers can waste gallons of water and cost you a chunk of change.
So if I just fix my leaky toilets, I can keep all that money?
Well,
Hey, honey, I'm gonna go fix the toilet. No sense in flushing away our money.
Learn how to save money and save water at the free Water Smart Workshop, sponsored by the City of Reading Water Utility, on Wednesday, March 20th at City Hall. Learn how to change a toilet flapper, read your water meter, check for irrigation leaks, and more. Drop into the River Conference Room anytime between 11 and 4 and join us in celebrating Fix a Leak Week. A free residential Be Water Smart kit will be available for the first 250 households. This Water Smart Workshop is brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460. When we get talking around here, we just get all carried away with stuff. Hey, Carl and Linda Bott, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by, of course, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time, great haircuts. Great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. I just got my hair cut there Monday. It was just outstanding as usual. Great conversation. Man's Last Stronghold, right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko. And we've been talking about a number of things. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about the fact that on the, we had people calling in saying, hey, did you see the paper about Brown's going down, starting to do, looking at, you know, realignment? Also, the Republicans have introduced 13 bills to try and get realignment under control. Now, whether they can even get them out of committees.
That's a whole nother question.
That's a whole nother question, but at least they're trying. You know, Jim Nielsen, who is our senator, at least for another year, is leading the charge on this one.
Great guy.
Yeah, he is a great guy, and we're going to miss him. But the point is that they've got new laws and to try and curb some of the excesses.
You know, some of those laws, they're having problems with, especially, state inmates or parolees cutting off their GPS bracelets. And so, a parolee, if they're violated on parole, they don't go back to prison now. They come and stay at a jail up to a 180 days or 6 months. And so that's a problem. And they know that there isn't a lot of consequences for cutting off their bracelet because they won't go back to prison. And so there's a bill that says, hey, if you cut off your bracelet, you'll go back to prison.
How about if you cut off a toe every time they cut off the bracelet?
Well, probably ACLU would have an exception with that.
Okay.
another one is if you're sentenced to 3 years or more on whatever crime, you'll go back to prison instead of being in jail.
What do you think of that?
I think that's probably pretty good. Our jails were not designed for long-term incarceration. Usually a year or less in county jails.
There's one person that's been, not here, but in another jail that's been, he's been sentenced to 40 years in
over,
a county
over
jail.
40 years in another county, south of here, very much south.
And what's the longest we've had in ours?
We got a 10 year sitting there now.
10 years?
Yeah.
What year is he on? Or year, she?
Year, yeah, it's a she, actually. Year one.
Whoa.
So how do you do that? That leads us to the third part of this whole thing. Is you got lawyers circling like vultures over the counties because
on a number of issues because of jails were not designed for long-term care. They're designed differently and with different standards. They're looking at ADA issues, American Disabilities Act, of how the jails are designed both in door width and of course stairs and everything. And
doors. I imagine, you know what? The measurements. In the ADA.
They change.
Yeah, and they do change. I mean, you got a jail that's been built 20 years ago, unless you're grandfathered in. But still, it's the overcrowding, it's the, subpar conditions, the ADA, it's all this, and they are starting the lawsuits right now.
Yes. And that is, a leftover because they were starting to sue the state in a case. And then when AB 109 came over with the inmates being held in jail, such as parolees, then they came and were looking at the inmates that are in county jails. And many sheriffs have been contacted in regards to that one.
So what happened? Okay, now, the one, and we knew this was going to happen. Yes. You know, 18 months ago.
That was our complaints when this was developing.
When we talked about this the first day when all this mm-hmm. thing started happening, and, we said, besides the overcrowding, besides the fact that, you know, that, of course, nobody knew how bad the overcrowding was going to be. And what you're going to do with
A lot of the sheriffs suspected
that you kind of figured it was going to be.
There's limited jail space throughout California.
Yeah. And then, but then you get into the, the fact is because it's, if they were suing them in the state, they're going to sue them down here. And so the state's giving us money to take care of prisoners, but not to fight lawsuits.
And we know that's very expensive.
Hey, before we take a next break, let's go right to the phones. Jim, you have a question, for our sheriff here on KCNR?
Yes, I do. I want to know why you sheriffs don't all get together and file a lawsuit against the state, because it seems like our legislators are so slow of getting anything done. Maybe a lawsuit filed to the state might get them moving faster.
That's an interesting point, Jim. We meet regularly as sheriffs throughout the state of California, and we have a meeting coming up in the next few weeks, and we could very well discuss that. However, when the laws are legally made, and they are, that takes a lawyer's decision on that, but they're legal, doesn't leave a lot of grounds for the suit. But they've pushed this on to the counties statewide with AB 109, and we knew that it would be a problem, and imagine that, it is a problem.
Right. Well, and then the other thing is on ADA, how many people you have in jail that are in wheelchairs?
Right now, I don't believe we in Shasta County, we have any, but I'm sure throughout the state there are some.
I think you can take and do the old jail over there and make that ADA appliance and put them everybody over there.
The old jail would probably not be able to do it because it is not within any of the specifications and requirements of today's jail, and it would not meet ADA requirements because I worked there. We had three flights of stairs, no elevator, and the cells were small, but like I said, it doesn't meet the requirements of what's required in today's jail.
Oh, okay.
But thank you for calling in.
All right, Jim. Thanks. Well, you know, the idea of a lawsuit, okay, maybe AB 109 was passed legally, but what if it's taking away the civil rights and the freedoms of the people in the county?
Maybe it's a possibility.
Maybe it's a county. Maybe it should be a county lawsuit saying you have affected the life and liberty of the people in the county.
That's
because
a possibility.
Of this.
You know, the counties are impacted. There's just more zeros with that amount of impact in big counties such as Los Angeles, but it's still impacting it. We know crime overall is up, especially in property crimes, but crimes of violence throughout the state, that's a huge issue. And then the cost for incarcerating these inmates for long term, more issues, the lawsuits that are coming. Big concerns.
A lot of things. Okay. We got to take a break here. I guess Sheriff Tom Basenko, we're talking realignment, which, the Republicans down in Sacramento are introducing 13 bills to try and bring realignment to heel. And not that we even know if they'll even get out of committee. And you got, Governor Brown that's actually going out on a fact-finding mission now after AB 109's been around for 18 months to see what kind of impact it has on people. We'll be right back after these messages.
Pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $15,000 Spring Classic High Stakes Poker Tournament on Saturday, April 6th at 10 a.m. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Your $170 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. A $50 rebuy will get you an additional $5,000 in chips. $17,000 in chips available with rebuys and bonuses. All entrants will be hosted to a delicious meal. This is a one-day tournament, so book your seat now. This major poker tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today and put your skills to the test in the $15,000 Spring Classic High Stakes Poker Tournament on April 6th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at windrivercasino.com. It's better on the river.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left.
Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Oh, yeah. 8:45 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is the 20th first day of spring. Don't forget, I still have those two tickets to the Riverfront Playhouse for tonight's media night. I want to make sure you guys fill the seats. If you've been wanting to see theater, it's called Paradise Lost and Found. Two tickets right now will get you in the door. 605-4567. Give us a call.
This portion of the show brought to you by...
Did you forget?
Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. No, I'm great here. You know, Espresso Joe's, greatest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. They support our community. Been in business for 30 years. Great people. Joe and Shelley are. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Speaking of great people, we got Sheriff Tom Basenko here.
Good morning.
Who is trying to work his, scheduling. Okay, answer boo. Yes, you can get the community watch signs from the county and the city. I don't know if you can get armed community watch signs. However, you might have to put the armed on that yourself.
You can check the, of course, check the web, and you can buy signs on the website for Neighborhood Watch. And we have a Neighborhood Watch coordinator. His name is Arnie, and you can give him a call at 347-3621, 347-3621. And he can get you going the right direction if you want to get some signs. You do have to purchase them. And he does do Neighborhood Watch meetings out in the unincorporated area of the county. But Neighborhood Watch is a good program.
Okay. And by the way, when I said that the county could sue the state over this AB 109, it was in the sense of not that the county needs any more lawsuits, but I'm just saying, you know, this, if you're going to get into a lawsuit, this might be one to get into,
right.
You know, going after our freedoms. Okay. There was another article in the paper today about the choice to not to put out for bid, but just to go with the company that has it now that does the medical care for the jail.
Oh, yeah. It does the group is called the California Forensic Medical Group, CFMG, and they do medical care for the inmates in the jail and also the wards, which they're called for juvenile hall at, down there. And so they do both in the jail. We have a nurse down there 24/7, and then they have, of course, doctor availability, dentist availability, all the stuff that goes with medical. And they've been a provider for us for quite a number of years, doing a great job. And then also when we had the economic downturn in the county, they reduced their bill, their services, to the tune of over 2 years, about $250,000. And to do an RFP, it does take quite a bit of work from county staff and to look at the different submittals. The there's only about two major providers of jail inmate medical services in the state. And so we looked at it. Hey, it's good business if we not go to RFP. The board unanimously approved that. through negotiations with the company, the county ended up having a lower cap. The company wanted to have a close to a 5% rate increase every year they had it, and the county was able to negotiate that down to about a 3%. And as you know, medical costs swing greatly.
Yeah, I remember you saying that sometimes it's gone to minus, and I mean,
very little,
and then sometimes up to
almost 6%.
6%.
And so it does swing widely. So this kind of does a smoothing effect that the county was able to get.
We talk about medical care. We're talking about you have a nurse always on duty. However, if the inmate's unconscious, she can't touch them, if I understand.
Can do medical care, life-saving care. And then if there's emergent care, we have to go to the local ER. Right. And then they have a psychiatrist available for mental health care. And we have dentists that come in and do work in the facility there.
Emergency dental work.
Some of it can be somewhat routine because, again, we have a higher risk population that don't take care of their teeth and stuff. And so they do have to end up providing care, and that's all part of requirements of the law. It's very expensive.
You mean if somebody needs a needs a tooth pulled, I imagine it would be an emergency, but
they'd probably pull that.
About teeth cleaning.
I don't know if they do that. That's what a toothbrush is for.
That leads us to the next thing. Is the California is fourth in the nation or first in the nation when it comes
I was speaking to a state prison official yesterday. And he said there was a recent show on CNN, and California ranks in the top five of providing the best medical care for state prison inmates and ranks about in the 44th percentile for providing medical care to our children and our citizens. That just seems upside down.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that. It's $1,000 a month, last time I looked, per inmate. We had, we're spending $12,000 a year per inmate in our system, where even New York's only spending half of that. And of course, Texas is spending a third of that.
They the state prison system spends over $1 billion with a B dollars a year for medical care services in our prisons.
Yeah. Well, hello.
Yeah.
And that's not enough. We've had to build hospitals.
And the state's still getting sued regarding medical care issues.
And so that's what we're talking about, is if you've got somebody, okay, so how much was this contract for? 2.6 or 2.7 million? Mm-hmm. And that's over a period of?
3 to 5 years.
Is that per year?
Yes.
Okay. So that includes doctors on call, nurses that are there 24 hours mm-hmm. a day. That includes medicine too then?
So prescription meds. It covers an inmate if they have to go out and get some care up to $25,000. So if we go above $25,000 on an inmate, then that's more on us, the county. But they absorb the first $25,000. If you go to the ER, just going to the ER with an emergent medical care is close to a couple thousand dollars.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest. We're talking medical care and the cost of, you know, fourth in the nation for medical care for our prisoners and 44th when it comes to our kids. Yeah, that makes sense. We'll be right back.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my old oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William, give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Reading. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do, and the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco and Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco and Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco and Redding, 226-0992. Fret body work and large vehicles estimate.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back.
Back down.
Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio
this
for
is
the
Carl
North State.
Carl Lindebach.
Carl and Lindebach, KCNR 1460 AM. It's our last segment.
Well, you know, we got to get those call letters right. KCNR.
KCNR.
Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios at this 8:55 and 25 seconds here on KCNR 1460. It's going to be, we have showers, of course, all day. Temperatures around 62. The highs to end of tonight around 39. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Lots going out there. Great food. Call for reservations, 474-5546. Catch all the things that are going on, that are up at the chapel, as well as, you know, the event center. So many things going on.
The event center is going to be finished this weekend, and they have a wedding going.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah,
I think
it's super.
Their first wedding for the new event center.
And after the news of how the county lost another one, that, they had 6 weddings sign up that same day. So I think it's kind of cool.
I want to make an announcement too here for the 14th. I like there's 3 E's in there. 14th annual youth band concert. This is, through the River City Jazz Society and the Straight Ahead Big Band. The Mount Shasta Mall this weekend, March 23rd, in the Mount Shasta Mall Food Court from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There's going to be bands featured from Anderson's, Parsons, Sequoia Middle School, Central Valley, Enterprise, Foothill, and Shasta High Schools. The concerts are free. They hope to generate money to help school music programs, and that's what it's all about. So there are donations and raffles at the mall. Support your local music system. Assist your music programs by going to the mall this weekend. Again, thanks Steve and Nancy Fisher for all that you always do to support the up-and-coming musicians and the world of music and how wonderful it is for the mind.
Okay.
And the growth of our youth.
Speaking of the growth of our youth, we have our Shasta County Sheriff, Tom Boseco, here. Hey, Tom, you know, you're on once a month and we talk about all the things. What do you see, what do you see what's coming up here in the next few months? I mean, have we got the, have we stopped the rise in crime? It seems like we've stopped and it's starting to drop.
I think that has leveled off or dropping a little bit. Depends if you're in the city county. The county overall has seen some little increases like in property crime, but it's not off the hook. But it doesn't make a difference if you're still a crime victim. Obviously, if it's up a little bit and you're a crime victim, it's a big concern.
What's the biggest thing you can do to prevent?
Lock your house. Get the lighting going on. Lock your car. Don't leave valuables in plain sight. We still have a lot of thefts of people leaving a laptop computer on the front seat of their car and their car is unlocked. And then it just disappears.
It says take me, right?
Grand Theft Auto. Somebody leaves the keys in their car and bad guy drives away with it. Take the keys out and lock your car.
Can't you, shouldn't you be charged with carelessness or something on something like that?
Well, if that'd be too many crimes going on. But use some caution. We've talked about it. Fortify your home a little bit. We're not talking about a prison, but deadbolts. Lock your vehicles. If you're going to have an alarm system, great. And they're relatively inexpensive, depending on how elaborate you go. If you can afford a safe, such as a gun safe, but if you may not own guns, you can still put your valuables in there. Things that get stolen are guns, jewelry, and electronics. Those are the big things, and power tools. But if you can, power tools are easily sold and pawned. But if you can lock things up, that's the biggest thing.
Okay. Let's go to, real quick to, concealed carry. The announcement was that if you, I know the classes are filled up around here.
All the instructors are
loaded.
Full.
I know that Ted just, taught classes, yesterday on this weekend, the whole thing. But to get your concealed carry permit, you have to get
an appointment to turn in your application or to renew it. And that is going very smooth because we had waits of 4, 5, 6 hours sometimes. Recently, when people were trying to get the applications over, the renewals turned in, the appointment process is going very, very well, very smooth. Getting a lot of comments on it.
Shout out to your office, the girls there, and everybody working there.
They're doing a great job.
That's right. Hey, Tom, thank you so much for being here.
Always enjoy being here. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Tom. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Gonna stand
my ground. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Just hours after arriving in Israel, President Obama has just wrapped up a meeting with Israel's president.
It was a real pleasure to sit with a true friend.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz, traveling with the president, is live in Jerusalem.
After that meeting with Israeli President Shimon Peres, President Obama pledged solidarity dealing with shared threats like Syria and Iran.
In this work, the state of Israel will have no greater friend than the United States.
Peres echoed that solidarity, and yet some cracks might be visible. Peres seeing lessons from history in the reports of chemical weapons use in Syria.
Fortunately, the Syrian nuclear capacity was destroyed. But unfortunately, thousands of chemical weapons remain.
It was an Israeli airstrike that took out Syria's nuclear program, a feat Israel is thought to be more willing to repeat against Iran than is the Obama administration. Lisa?
Meantime, Mike, Syria also coming up on Capitol Hill a day after allegations of chemical weapons use in the civil war.